Well, he and his two lawyers were very bright young guys. And so I said, I evidently judging by your phone call earlier, this is moved. He said, yes, we have just gone from our informal conference with you as a friend. He proceeded then to voluntarily give me this whole testimony.
Now, it involved other things besides tax and
see, this was a kind of a non-decision. That was kind of possible with this thing. But we were sort of bulldozed into it. I told you. That's the evidence. That's Liddy's project. I said, well, now, clear up on it. Just how well farmed was farmed? He said, I farmed it orally on it. He had the budget. The budget was very expensive. Very expensive. Mark just inspired to come out of that thing with one. We got synopses in the law. He said, I got the only copy. I agree. That's the only copy of the synopses. I mentioned about it. The one copy that Ruger had pictures of the kinds of papers that you would find around campaign. The synopsis of the pictures we mentioned, he thought it was so bad he picked up the phone and called it in Chibiana. He called it shitty. I told Strong the synopses were here. He may have come over there, and the press me on that, he got less than I'm sure of that. Which is, I told him, I saw three synopses and they were, we had. Now I'm going to skip back a ways and then I'll come back to the Mitchell. Be sure you make that one just around the time. Back in March, about the time of the meeting down at Peter's Gate, he threatened the Brewer's wife. He said he was transferred to the Stance operation, right? And LaRue approached the Brewer and said, we need that operation. You want to take it back. Back from the White House to the headquarters, he says, he told the U.S. Attorney, and this, that they needed the operation. Back to the quality of the work. What they were getting was mostly this fellow Oliver pointing his girlfriends on the country, lining up assignations. And I didn't like that, discussing their young leaders' conference. Liddy was badly embarrassed by the showing out of that. Said to John Mitchell, Mr. Mitchell, I'll take care of it. That was all that was said. So the next break is when you're finally on Liddy's own motion. The jury says neither Mitchell nor Brewer knew that another break in this conversation. I said, what? After the firing of Liddy, the Brewer was very nervous about that. Obviously. Followed John D. and asked me to talk to Liddy.
Got it from a higher up. I assume that that's it.
word of somebody on the staff who was at the committee. And we were probably living on what are called the Saturday events. The Saturday events are the events that took place the day after the birth. Libby went out to find the situation. And we had to let everybody on check on emergency transmission. And LaRue, of course, and Marty, largely on construction. There are no in many accounts for construction justice. One of the attorneys that winding up, I hope they gave Jeff your wishes and solicitations. I know these and so on. And one of the attorneys said, well, you know, in all of this, there is no scintilla that the president was in any way aware of any of these transactions. And he said, well, I didn't say that for any purpose except just to express the impression I had about the latest things going. He said, there are literally tens of dozens of people down there clawing to be heard on that deal's attorney. So he was just going to rapidly deteriorate. But he said that in all of this, I don't see any evidence. So that was that, and I thank him something on the way. Now, I have the Attorney General of the United States sitting at home ready to go to his dinner party, and I have the Deputy Attorney General out of town. But as Bob points out, there isn't anything in my report that is pretty well covered and expanded on in what they've just gone through the group. So I think what I can do is call the Attorney General, tell him what I was going to tell him. Now, that Magruder has just disclosed to me what he has shown the U.S. Attorney, and that I really don't have anything to add, but I did want him to be aware of the fact of the work that was done and what I have done today. And if it was an attitude, I would say, okay, I'll do it right. The purpose of your meeting was to make the point that they should not want to put all the misguided assumption that I was the president. Right. This doesn't touch me, he was in and this is all that.
Oh, yes, Bob, I thought it was tough on Strong. Strong said he did not know that.
He was trying to report it. He's
sure over here with your view about it.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think they have an accent. That's why he's going back on the big venture Monday morning. That's why it's prepared to be given this information so he doesn't bring it himself. I don't think he's testified on any of this, so I don't think he has any perjury problem. What he's got to do is build a defense that needs these points. And he'll get he can keep himself as an office boy, which is what he was. He's not an office boy. He'd be lied by the thing he persuaded Gordon to keep living on or something. To keep living on. I don't think he would argue that with Jeff. Said to me, you know, what should we do? And I said, geez, I think you've got to keep him on. He's getting this stuff. And I think Gordon doesn't know how to deal with that. If you give it to him, I went back to Gordon today on this point to deal with. And he said, absolutely. There was no other money. Withdrawing the 22 was for a fellow man, like that, according to what Howard told him. Let's see what kind of money I'm going to
take.
Oh, we got Magruder now. He missed payroll. He's still on the government payroll. I was involved in.
I go to combat for the purpose of, getting hurt or raising money, or the purpose of paying the debts, for the purpose of keeping them cool on the reservation.
Right.
I'm with that, and you try to tell you that boss, and your conspiracy, and your drug gun, that's his theory. Well, I'm not so sure that makes any difference at this point. Which color it is.
Yeah, I think.